Hello there, thanks for coming and listening to Seek the Truth. We trust that God would bless you. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. I've been thinking about recent events and current events that are taking place across the world, and I'm reading a book at the moment about the developments in the Middle East and all the things that have gone on in the world in that political sphere in recent days. It's quite an amazing thing to consider that the events that take place across the world are defined and described in great detail in the Bible. And you know, the Bible teaches that the world will turn its focus again to the Middle East, and that man will become very focused on again the destruction of the nation of Israel. Now, that's a very politically volatile thing to say at times, and not a very popular thing to say at times. But that's true. That's what the Bible talks about. The Bible talks about the fact that the nations of the world will at some stage in the end times become very determined in their desire to destroy the nation of Israel. So it's interesting to see that very many Arab states have that within their policy, to destroy Israel. What about people in our part of the world? Well, the Bible talks about Christians and people who've come to trust Christ as their Saviour, who, that's the only way you do become a Christian, of course. The Bible teaches that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it's a wonderful thing to be a saved person. And that really takes the fear of the unknown and of the future out of our hands. See, one of the things God writes to Christians is this, that the day of God's judgment in the world will not overtake us. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that we have been appointed not to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So here's an amazing thing. If a person realizes that Jesus is the Son of God, and they realize that God sent his Son into this world to die for sin, and if they believe that they're a sinner and that their sins need to be accounted for, that their life will become assessed by God on a future day, that God will decide not just on the basis of what we've done or said, but what we believe. Because in fact, the Bible teaches that we cannot actually, by what we do, reverse what we are. Can I say that again? We cannot actually, by what we do, reverse or undo what we are. We are sinners by nature. Now, that's not a very popular doctrine or principle today. But the Bible says, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men. You'll find that in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Human being is marked by sin. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why these wars consistently take place. In fact, the Bible predicts that in the last time there'll be an increase in warfare. The Bible predicts a lot of other things about the future. The Bible predicts there'll be a lack of natural affection. There'll be an increase in pleasure seeking. There'll be a consistent movement towards giving up the knowledge of God. Well, if ever those things are being fulfilled, they're fulfilled in our day. Atheism and new atheism, and a society where there is no right and wrong, and where circumstances determine how we behave. Well, God predicted all of these things. But the person who trusts in Jesus Christ and realizes that they're a sinner, and that Christ, God sent his Son Jesus Christ into the world, and that Christ died for our sins, and that the price to forgive sin and to clear our case and to make us new creatures, to change us and make us forgive us and fit us for heaven, that was all done by the Lord Jesus when he died on the cross and confirmed to be true by his resurrection from the dead. So even though the world is getting worse, and the Bible predicts it, even though the military warfare will continue to increase and the problems in the Middle East will increase, remember this, the Bible says that if a person trusts Jesus Christ, that they're not appointed to face the anger of God for sin upon this earth, not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. We can be saved. We can be forgiven. We can have peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. I'd love you to think about these things further. The verse I've been reading tonight, should I say to you, is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and verse 9. Read that for yourself. The New Testament of the Bible, a book called 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can know peace with God, and the promise of heaven to be sure, and the fear of what's going on in the world removed, because God has made it possible through his Son Jesus Christ. His death, his resurrection, coming back to life from the dead, the fact that there is life after death, the fact that God is real, and you can be saved. We trust that God would bless you today. Thank you so much for listening, and we trust you'll come back and listen again.